This spring, follow what feels right, like coasting the day away on white sand beaches, making new friends with playful dolphins, taking time for each other in a relaxing place. It just feels right to take a break in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight from your city to Southwest Florida International Airport. Plan your trip to the islands, beaches, and neighborhoods of Fort Myers at visitfortmyers.com.
File your taxes the free and easy way with TurboTax. New to TurboTax? Didn't file last year with TurboTax? No problem. Switch to TurboTax and file for free if you do your own taxes on the TurboTax mobile app by February 18th. All the tax forms you have can be assisted. All 100% free. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. New filers and filers who didn't use TurboTax last year only must start and file your own taxes in the app by February 18th. Excludes TurboTax Live. Full terms at TurboTax.com.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It's time for Tech Thursday, and Andy O'Donoghue is with us to talk about the story that has dominated tech and the stock markets and even geopolitical politics this week: Chinese artificial intelligence. A startup called DeepSeek, which has deeply spooked the Americans. So, Andy O'Donoghue, tell us all about this. Artificial intelligence, just for those who haven't been following all of the stories about artificial intelligence, just define it for us.
Well, it's made a huge impact over the last year or so, Matt. OpenAI released a product called ChatGPT, which many millions of people have tried out. And it works a little bit like a digital assistant. But rather than, say, your Siri or your Google assistant, your OpenAI digital assistant, your AI assistant, can do reasoning. It can talk to you and communicate with you in a human-like way.
And it gets loads of things wrong. I'm sorry, I just checked this again today. I ran a couple of tests, like I've been doing in recent days, for some other work I'm doing. And the information I get back is often wrong.
And they are called hallucinations.
And on my part or on ChatGPT's?
On ChatGPT. They're called hallucinations. The mistakes it made are called hallucinations. And there is a disclaimer, and it says that it can get things wrong.
Badly wrong. Some of the stuff I found has been badly wrong.
Inaccuracies. Have you had problems with facts and dates?
Yes,
and people?
Yes.
So that's really important to remember, because over the last year or so, students, and who many of them do use it and do note on their papers that they have enhanced with ChatGPT.
Sometimes don't note it on their papers.
They should, of course. However, they've been using it, and it is really important to check your facts. So if you are using ChatGPT, you have to check your facts. But Matt, the progress and the change and the development in the last 12 months is absolutely breathtaking. I use a number of these tools, and I use ChatGPT, the pro version. There is a more enhanced version which costs $200 a month, which people can pay for, which is very good for sort of heavier computational reasoning.
Or scientific research and things like that.
Scientific research. But recently I tried out a coding platform using artificial intelligence. And there's a couple of them. There's three or four, and Claude is one. Matt, they are breathtakingly good. Absolutely breathtakingly good. I used it for about 2 hours, and when I stopped, I said, well, that is going to disrupt the coding industry forever. And what it means basically is coders can work faster. One coder can do the work of two or three people. And what they're starting to do is use two of these tools together to create different parts of code and put it together.
But OpenAI is dominating. There's Anthropic as well, isn't there, which is funded by Google largely.
Yeah, Anthropic and Claude, and there's a Perplexity. There's a number of them. ChatGPT is the one that got all the headlines, and because they had an enormous amount of money invested. And that's really important to remember. I think they've raised just shy of $18 billion in 10 different rounds. Their last round was about over $6 billion. Company's worth about $150 billion.
And I suppose when we're talking about artificial intelligence, AI, we should say that these are generative AI. There is a difference, isn't there?
There is a difference. And these are the tools and also the way we use them. Most of us use for this generative AI where we give them what's called a prompt. And you type a prompt using a thing called non-monotonic logic, which was invented by John McCarthy, the Irish computer scientist, some years ago. And you get your response back. But for marketing, for creating content for websites, people have been using them to great effect.
You mentioned about the enormous sums of money that's been invested directly into these products. In addition to that, many of the backers, the world's biggest tech companies, have been investing enormous sums of money, not just in software development, but actually in power generation facilities as well. Because the nature of this, the speed at which it delivers back information to you is so much faster than just your normal Google search on the internet, but also requires up to 20 times as much power to generate those answers.
Yes, it does. And that's a huge part of this story this week with DeepSeek. And power generation is a question. Also, though, it's interesting that you mentioned search, because ChatGPT has created a type of search engine. And I recently changed my default search engine from Google, which I would use most of the time, to ChatGPT. So now when I type a chat query, I get ChatGPT's answer, which is actually, it's far more flowing, it's far more readable.
It is, but it's often wrong, Andy. I keep coming back to this. It's often wrong.
And I know you might laugh at me when I say this. Don't worry about it being wrong for now. What we are seeing is something that is so malleable and in such an evolutionary and nascent stage, it is fascinating to watch.
Okay, and this is relevant to DeepSeek as well. Tell me about large language models and tell me about the trawling of the net that goes on to assemble the information that provides the answers.
So the large language model is, again, something that was kind of goes back to the mid-1950s research and a lot of it in Stanford. And this is basically like a huge collection of data. It's a little bit like if you imagine kind of the at the back end of Google, it's all of that information. And if you give a computer and an algorithm and an AI system, if you give it all that information, it reads it. And what's interesting is that data is very important because it's not just textbooks, it's not just formulas and places, but it's human conversation. And what this large language model allows the system to do is to figure out how to speak to you in human-like terms.
And is this also trawling through all of the text messages or WhatsApp conversations that you may have had that you thought were private but actually are anonymized but are available to these large language models?
Well, and that's a really good question. And over the last day, the DeepSeek terms and conditions, people have been reading them to see where is that data repatriated to, because, of course, it is a Chinese-owned startup. So the answer is yes. And also people, publishers are very unhappy about it because newspapers get crawled as well.
Oh, books, everything like that.
Creative
industries. And in fairness, I think in Britain there are politicians who are very strong on trying to put protections in place in relation to this. And indeed itself, it has been alleged, ironically, by OpenAI in recent days, that DeepSeek has effectively stolen some of its material to actually give an alternative to OpenAI.
There is a certain irony in that.
There's a massive irony in it.
So, but I mean, the impact this week was fascinating because the impact on US tech stocks was the first noticeable thing that we saw happen. And
Let's just explain this. DeepSeek are claiming that they can do everything that ChatGPT does and OpenAI effectively at a fraction of the price.
Exactly. And this was only on Monday. So DeepSeek released their system, their AI assistant, and on Monday, and they said that they had...
This is Monday last week, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. And they said that it trained the model for about $6 million. So that is significantly lower than the hundreds of millions that are generally spent by the US tech firms. What's really interesting, there's a couple of things about it. First of all, the timing for incoming President Trump, given that he had just been photographed with Larry Ellison and various other people who were embarking on this huge $500 million AI project in America. Fascinating. So it is a dent to the America First agenda. The impact on US tech stocks was incredible. And so we saw the stock prices of companies like Nvidia,
which produces the microchips which power the AI,
which power AI systems, exactly, because they're very processor intensive. And so all of those shares fell. And then the reason they fell in tech stocks generally, the reason the prices fell in tech stocks generally, was because people thought, well, hang on a minute, if we're investing billions of dollars into all of these companies, how come this startup from China we've never heard of can do this for $6 million? And that is what shook the industry.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I think, okay, there's a couple of things. First of all, the key thing for America and the AI industry in America, and it is predominantly American-based, is that this seriously underscores China's success and the growing capability they have in AI. And that intensifies the technological competition between China and the United States. Really bad timing for the new administration. But that development may have an impact on future policies and geopolitical policy generally, because don't forget, many Chinese firms, including Huawei, effectively went out of business in the rest of the world because they're not allowed access to Google services.
Yeah, but is there not potentially good in this as well, that if it drives down the cost of AI, then that is good? And also, if it means that a lot less power has to be consumed to provide the services in generative AI.
And I think that's the best part of the story. So it shows you that you can run a huge model like this while investing only $6 million, but running it on a much smaller infrastructure. And then also, if we make it so cheap to run, and DeepSeek have released their model, it's an open source model, you can see the code and you can download it when you go home tonight and put it on a server that will, a good server that will cost 5,000 or 6,000 euros, and you can run it yourself at home. That's incredible, and that will increase usage around the world, particularly in disconnected communities who don't have access to broadband.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday. If you are interested in AI and want to know more, we did a series here on Bauer back last year, late last year, not that long ago at all, called AI Magnified. It was a 5-part series, and I interviewed loads of people here in Ireland who were involved in the development of artificial intelligence. And hopefully it gives a good grounding in all of that is going on and the economic prospects involved. And I always hate bringing it up, but people do worry about the jobs and how it's going to impact on employment and the rest of it. So if you're interested in finding out more about AI, well, that is there, AI Magnified. You can find it on Apple or Spotify, the Go Loud app, wherever it is you get your podcasts. We'll be back with the 5 of 5 after this.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
File your taxes the free and easy way with TurboTax. New to TurboTax? Didn't file last year with TurboTax? No problem. Switch to TurboTax and file for free if you do your own taxes on the TurboTax mobile app by February 18th. All the tax forms you have can be assisted. All 100% free. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. New filers and filers who didn't use TurboTax last year only must start and file your own taxes in the app by February 18th. Excludes TurboTax Live. Full terms at TurboTax.com.